Writer Emily Hahn professes a fondness for old-fashioned kitchen tools, things like charming pie birds, wooden butter molds, and a good cast-iron skillet. She says, though at times we may suffer from an overly romantic view of the past as we sigh over the offerings at sensible shops such as Labor and Weight, in many cases there's a good reason these tools have endured. Not only have classics like the apple corer or mortar and pestle gone through decades or even centuries of refinement, but they're often more sturdy and long-lasting than modern-day plastic gadgets. They generally last a lifetime and never go out of style. And then there are tools handed on from parents, grandparents, and other relatives. How wonderful it is to hold a well-worn and loved rolling pin, egg beater, or granny fork passed down through the generations. And then she asks us, what old-fashioned tools do you have in your kitchen? Do you use them regularly or keep them for sentimental or decorative reasons? Words of writer Emily Hahn in The Kitchen, March 2011. If we answered Emily's question about old-fashioned kitchen tools by saying we don't really have any or we really should have more, then we are in luck. Not only will we be able to perhaps find one of those endearing pie birds Emily mentioned, we might be able to learn something about their history, too. For example, pie birds, also called pie funnels, pie ventilators, pie cups, or pie chimneys, are small ceramic or glass kitchen tools used to vent steam when baking pies. After a dish is lined with pastry crust, the funnel is placed into the center, the filling is added, and the top crust is molded around the figurine. While baking, the hollow center of the pie bird allows steam to escape the filling and prevents juices from overflowing in the oven. Even though British cooks have used ceramic funnels to release steam from pies since the late 1800s, the tools didn't develop their distinctive name and shape until the 1930s. The earliest pie birds were often plain white earthenware objects used to advertise established kitchen product manufacturers. Most came in a basic cylinder or hourglass shape, like those made by the Gourmet Pie Cup Company, while rare versions had a pair of vertical wings dividing the pie in half to allow for two different filling flavors. Taking inspiration from the popular Sing a Song of Sixpence nursery rhyme, which mentions 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie, ceramic designers eventually reconceived the utilitarian pie ventilators as a playful new form. One of the earliest registered blackbird-shaped pie funnels was Australian Grace Seacombe's pie crust lifter from 1933. All that from a collector's weekly essay titled Vintage Pie Birds, Vents, and Funnels. As if that were not enough, the chance to select a pie bird of our own, to learn the story of pie birds, we will have the terrible burden of deciding which of dozens and dozens of homemade pies we'd like to sample, some perhaps made with old-fashioned kitchen tools. And this is just the start. It's the annual Wayne County Art and Antiques Show and Sale, July 14th and 15th at the Wayne Highlands Middle School, presented for over 50 years by the Women's Club of Honesdale. Joan Green and Jan Leinert are co-chairs of the event, and they paid a visit to the WVIA studios to fill us in. Jan first.
It's the 56th annual Wayne County Antique Show and Art Show Sale. And we're meeting again July 14th and 15th. And it's at Wayne Highlands Middle School. It's on Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. And we'd love to welcome you. And we have so many new great things to share with you.
How do you describe it? Is it more antiques, more art? Is it a blend of both?
Well, this year we have over 50 dealers that are antique dealers that have the regular cut glass and that type of thing. But we have so many new things this year coming about. We have wood carving specialists coming, chair caning, glass repairs, and we have an appraiser there who will do 5 items if you bring in whatever you need to be appraised. And we have a special antique attic treasures room, where it's a consignment, and you can bring in items to sell or items to buy, and that's run by the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. Speaking of cane chairs, we have one that's decorated with flowers, plants, and whatever that is in our silent auction.
We have something for everyone. Let's not forget about the pies. Well, we have a wonderful cafe area where you can get sandwiches, you can get fresh homemade salads, you can get quiche, and everybody in the club is asked to make at least one pie. Many of us make more than one pie. And come, so there's a huge variety. I mean, it can go from lemon meringue to Boston cream to strawberry rhubarb to all the fruits, any of the fresh fruits during the summer. And there's probably a pie just for you.
Did you point it yourself for strawberry rhubarb?
I am a strawberry rhubarb person, yes. I have the ingredients ready to go. And I will have a couple of blueberry pies there also, because that's my other standard. Strawberry rhubarb to raspberry to blueberry to huckleberry, right down the list to peach, you know, go all through the summer.
What about some of the dealers and their specialties?
Well, we have a bookbinder coming this year also and a coin collector. We have a player piano man that will play and sells pianos, restores them. We have a little bit of everything, as we said before, for everybody.
Those are some of our newer people that are coming this year, but we don't want to forget that our regulars that have been with the show 20, 25, 30 years are also coming back. We have a lot of glass. Of course, everybody knows Wayne County for Dorflinger Glass, but not only was it Dorflinger Glass, we had over 30 glass cutting shops in Wayne County in the late 1800s and early 1900s. So we are well known for our cut glass, and there are some dealers that bring the cut glass from the area. You can find the Dorflinger, you can find Honesdale Glass. We had a glass, the Prosh Company added the gold to all of the glass, and they were in Honesdale. So there's Prosh Glass that's there also. So you can find a lot of cut glass. You can find knickknacks of all kinds. You can find tools. You can find jewelry. And the dealers love to tell all of the history of their things. And it really can be a great learning experience for children also. And we don't think of children coming to the antique show, but what a place to learn about history and what you used to use for a butter churn or how you used to make clothes or all kinds of things. And they are more than happy to tell their stories.
And this year, we're also extending our artwork. We have over 12 artists, and they have some spectacular items. So we're adding more on that section. Hopefully, we have something you have to come and see.
We also would like to mention that there are so many things to do in the community of Honesdale. Of course, we want you to come to the antique show first. Obviously, we'd like you to come and spend a lot of time with us. But when you look out into the community of Honesdale, we have a wonderful historical society on Main Street. We have the Dorflinger Glass Museum and Gift Shop at the Dorflinger Sudan Sanctuary. Plus, we now have the Dorflinger Glass Factory Museum, which has been restored. You can look at it from the very beginning of what the glass is when it begins to a finished product. And it's, I believe, the world's largest private collection of Dorflinger glass. And in the bottom showroom, they now have Christopher Reese's collection. And that is on display. It opened in June, and it will be there until September. So you can come and do many different things. And on a Saturday night, up at the Dorflinger Sudan property, there's a concert every Saturday night. So why not come and spend the whole weekend?
We also have the Storebridge Lion replica, and we have train rides for adults, children that go to Hawley and Honesdale, and that's a great excursion. There are rides all the time. We have also things in the park to do.
You can spend one day, you can spend the weekend, you can come stay overnight and enjoy the town. It's beautiful. We've had rain. We've had lovely weather. Everything is green. The plants are blooming beautifully. And you can really come and spend your whole weekend in Honesdale.
And we'd love to have you come.
You can go online. We have a website, www.womenscluboflonesdale.com. And you can look at pictures from last year's antique show. You can print off a flyer for yourself. We are also on Facebook at Women's Club of Honesdale. We have our own Facebook page. And every day they've been putting on something, either antiques or art, that you can look at. So check out our Facebook page. Check out our website. We are ready to roll.
You all are so community-minded, Joan. What happens as a result of the show?
This is a two-day event that brings in about $10,000 in profit in the 2 days. And that money all goes back to the community. We give out three $1,000 scholarships to graduating seniors. We support the four volunteer fire companies that are in the town. We support the library, the YMCA, the hospital, the Desson Animal Shelter, the food pantry, the children and youth. Let's see, we have so many. There's 20 plus nonprofit organizations in town that we help fund throughout the year. In the library, we have the Wayne Pike Literacy, and we support the literacy. We support the library, and we try to look each year at the town to see if there's something in particular that needs help that we are not covering, that we would like to add into our programs. So we are able to give back $10,000 to the community just from the 2 days. We are ready to go.
Joan Green and Jan Leinart of the Women's Club of Honesdale, who co-chair the annual Wayne County Arts and Antiques Show and Sale. This is the 56th annual sale and show. It will take place July 14th and 15th at Wayne Highlands Middle School, 482 Grove Street in Honesdale, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there will be a wide range of dealers, more than 50, and regional artists displaying their works. On-site restoration of crystal glass, chair caning, rattan, and so much more. An appraiser will be there, and there will be the much-loved attic treasures hosted by the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. And, of course, the pies and more homemade refreshments. The Women's Club of Honesdale presenting the 56th annual Wayne County Art and Antiques Show and Sale, July 14th and 15th at Wayne Highlands Middle School, 482 Grove Street in Honesdale, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, on the web, womensclubofhonesdale.com, womensclubofhonesdale.com.